It's the end of an era.
Oh no, another era ends?
Chris Evans has wrapped filming as Captain America. So long, Cap. I'm getting teary.
I have a feeling the captain will return.
Don't be in the dark before you go into the theater. Our Cube critics shine some light on this week's new movies, and they don't even use their phones.
You saw Venom. I saw Venom. What did you think of Venom?
You know, it's kind of a dream team. Tom Hardy and Michelle Williams, what an amazing combination. Two of the great actors of the modern age together in a movie. Unfortunately, I really wish it was another movie, not this one. This is the adaptation of the Marvel comic character, a high-flying investigative journalist, Eddie Brock, who is cast down through an unfortunate incident with an international industrialist. He then is infected or overtaken. I don't know what the correct term is. By
united.
He's united.
United with.
With an alien being that gives him superhuman powers, but unfortunately wants to eat people too, which is kind of tough in social situations. Here's the challenge. We now live in an age where there are so many superhero movies. They have absolutely amazing special effects. Mm-hmm. So good that they're all actually kind of the same. So you really have to have a good script. And this one, there's a couple of good one-liners, but really it's very, very, very predictable. It's very nicely set against San Francisco. Beautiful city, but you need a little more than that. I think Tom Hardy is great. Michelle Williams is completely underused. Frankly, the best parts is the credits, but we're not allowed to talk about that.
That's right. Don't talk about the credits where they revealed future movies. Tom Hardy goes all in on it, though, and he's got to be portraying somebody who hears a voice of another character in his head, and he throws himself into this part and almost makes the movie work. But in the end, you know, it's skippable. There's so many great superhero movies, you don't need to see Venom.
However, you went with
a 10-year-old who thought it was epic. He was out of his mind.
Let's move on.
All right. A Star is Born.
Yes.
Directed, starring Bradley Cooper.
Excited about this one.
Uh-huh. And Lady Gaga as Allie. This is the remake of a 1930s movie that's been remade twice before. It's about a music superstar played by Bradley Cooper who stumbles into a bar and hears a woman singing and thinks that woman has talents that is beyond belief. She's played by Lady Gaga. She's a singer-songwriter.
Who does have some talent.
So you know the story or you don't know the story. That's basically it. His star is falling, her star is rising, and they are in love. The 1930s original version had really comedic moments and great one-liners and was almost satirical in ways. And this one is very intimate, where all the trappings of fame are a backdrop for these two people having an intense relationship. Bradley Cooper does a great job directing this, and it's, you know, handheld cameras, really a lot of close-ups. You really feel like you're deeply involved in their romance. It's moving. It is dramatic. Lady Gaga's incredible. Her musical chops were never in doubt. But could Bradley Cooper portray a rock star that you believe in? Yes, he can. It is romantic and sad and wonderful.
So one of the top movies of the year, as some people are saying?
It's a really good movie. It wouldn't be in my top of the year, but you should go see it, especially on the big screen. It's overwhelming. It's really moving. A Star is Born is great.